Archers for the week 4 to 9 March 2001.
There's tension up at home farm.
Sure you don't want some more toast, darling? I'm going to have some.
No, thanks, Mum. I'm fine. Oh.
Good morning.
Oh, hello, Lucas. Sit down. Would you like some breakfast?
Thank you.
Bacon and eggs?
If it's not too much trouble.
No, of course not. You should know that by now.
Then bacon and egg would be very nice. Thank you, Jennifer.
Okay, coming up.
It's nice of you, Mum. You're going out of your way like that.
Nonsense. I'm very happy to do things for Lucas. He needs that.
Well, just watch out. He's not always the model of politeness you see before you.
What?
Especially if people do things he doesn't understand or doesn't want to.
Kate, I don't know if this is the time to discuss it, do you?
Discuss what? I'm sorry.
And when exactly would be a good time?
I'm not sure, to be honest.
No, I didn't think you would be.
Although it might be nice to do so before all of us go back home, as it's only a week away.
Oh, and by all of us, you mean...
Well, that's up to you, don't you think?
One egg or two, Lucas?
One, please. As you know, Kate, my concern is not about numbers. It's about duration of stay. Yes?
Actually, that's not your concern, Lucas. I've already told you that. I'm handling the situation in my own way.
Kate, I think it's very much my concern. Especially when I'm told a lie.
I'm going to take Nolly upstairs. She needs changing.
Oh, right you are, darling.
Do you think you could do us a favour?
Well, of course.
I was thinking of popping down to the shop later. Could you look after her while I'm gone?
Wait, I can look after her.
I was asking Mum.
Well, of course I can, darling. I'd be happy to. But, well, I'm sure Lucas...
Right, thanks. Come on, sweetheart. Let's get you changed.
Look, I don't want you to think I'm prying or anything, but whatever's the matter with you two?
Oh, nothing, Jennifer, honestly. It'll blow over.
Or is there anything I can do to help?
I doubt it very much, but thanks, anyway.
I did notice you seemed a bit agitated yesterday.
Agitated? I can assure you, Jennifer, yesterday I was not agitated. Yesterday I was plain furious.
Well, in which case, don't you think it might make things easier if you...
Do you mind if we don't talk about it?
No. No, of course not. Look, I'll tell you what. While Kate's at the shop, why don't we take Nolly for a walk? It's a lovely day, and it seems a shame to waste the good weather.
Yes, that would be nice.
Come on, Phoebe, love. Don't dawdle. Don't want to be late.
You can strike the flat another time, love. Sure I'll be here when we get back. And mind the puddle. Don't want to get my outfit dirty.
I don't know. If you told me so a year ago, I'd be taking my daughter and fiancé to church on a Sunday morning.
Very respectable.
Hi.
Oh. Morning, Kate.
Hi.
Hi, Phoebe. Oh, that cat a friend of yours, is it?
Kate, we'd love to stay and chat, but we really have to be getting on or we'll be late for the service.
Actually, Hayley, I wouldn't mind a quick word with Kate if she's got a minute.
Roy.
It's all right. You go on ahead. I'll catch you up.
Okay. Well, I'll see you in there then. Don't be long. Come on, Phoebes. See you, Kate.
Bye. I'll see you later, Phoebe, okay?
Oh, well, well, well. Pillars of the community now, are we?
Something to be sniffed at, is it?
No, no. It's just interesting to see how things change. You used to be a bit of a rebel, as I recall. Not so pro the established order of things, anyway.
Yeah, well, it was about the established order of things I wanted to talk about, as it happens.
I see. Is this going to be a philosophical discussion?
Do you mind trying not to be smart for 5 seconds, Kate? I'm talking about Phoebe.
What about her?
I just want to make sure you're very clear on the legal position.
And even if I'm not, I get the feeling you're going to remind me.
Legally, you can't take her abroad without my say-so. I hope that's clear.
Crystal, thanks. Now, if you don't mind, I'd like...
So, if I was even going to consider letting you take her away, I'd want concrete proof that you're going to bring her back.
But, look, aside from the ultra-kind step you've taken in considering letting me take her, what the hell would you call concrete proof? But because I don't actually see how I can prove that. It's just another way for you to say Phoebe can't go.
No, it's not. What about her ticket?
What?
Her ticket. Her return ticket. I mean, she'd have to have one. If she was going to come back, you could show me that for a start.
I haven't booked it yet.
Eh?
I haven't had a chance.
But you're all supposed to be travelling together, right?
Yeah, so?
And you're going next week? as Lucas booked his? What about you and the baby? I mean, how can you be guaranteed...
Look, what is this? I mean, where'd you learn these interrogation techniques? Oh, yeah, I remember. Must have been when you were under arrest all those years ago. Recall that, do you, Mr. Respectable?
Don't try changing the subject, Kate. Look, you want Phoebe to go with you? You show me the ticket that guarantees her coming
Listen,
back.
Listen, I will do what I like with my child. I will take her where I like and when I like. If you can't trust me, then I'm afraid that's your problem.
Yeah? Well, for once, I hold all the cards, Kate Aldridge. Phoebe ain't going anywhere without my say-so.
We'll see.
Well, it don't have to be nothing special. Just something nice you might remember about him. Well, I don't know, do I? Something that happened to you when you was boys, maybe. No, not that snatch. Because it's supposed to be going in a book. I don't want the police on it. Oh, look, if you really could think of something and give it us by the end of the week, I'll be ever so grateful.
Mary?
Oh, I'm in the kitchen, Joe. What? No. Yeah, all right then, yeah. Bye.
How are you getting on, Annie?
Complete failure so far. I was just talking to Snatch Foster again. I'll see if there's anyone in here I ain't tried yet.
Yeah, well, surely Snatch has said he'll come up with something.
Oh, sort of. Only after coming up with the same excuses as everybody else. Oh, I can't really think of anything. Or, oh, I never really was one for writing things down. Oh, well, then finally he does remember a time when Eddie and him went poaching.
But you'll get quite a few of them knowing her, Eddie.
Yeah, then I know it. That's if any of them manages to get him here on time. Keep telling him I have to have it done in time for his birthday party. None of them seems to hear.
So at least you got mine. That's something, isn't it?
Yeah. Now, I've been meaning to talk to you about what you wrote down, Joe. I know Eddie will be very pleased to know how much he helped you during your bad time.
Well, he did. And I want you to know how grateful I am.
Yeah, of course. I mean, I'm wondering if you couldn't come up with something a little bit more cheerful to go with it. I mean, on its own, a little bit depressing.
Well, I don't know, Clary. I'll try, but I don't know if I can really think of anything. Besides, I never really was one for writing things down. You know that.
What's in the box?
Oh, this? Yeah, oh, well, I thought it might be useful for the book as well. Do you have a look here?
Yeah. Well, well. Where did you find all these? There must be hundreds of photos here.
Amongst all our junk come with us when we moved.
Oh, my goodness, just look at that. Eddie and Alf. How old was they?
Well, Eddie was 11. That was his first day at secondary modern, that was.
Oh, that'd be why he's not smiling.
Oh, he wasn't happy about it. You mark my words, sir. Yeah, he looks like our Edward, doesn't he?
He's got Edward's scowl, certainly. Oh, look, that's one taken at our wedding. Don't you look different, Joe?
Well, he was. Younger for a start.
So was I. Look, there's Mr. Archer and Sid, Pat.
And there's your dad and old Walter Gabriel in the front, look.
These will be great for the book, Joe. Well done for finding them, love.
There. Oh, quite a cluster of daffodils. They'll be coming out soon.
Hey, little Tundor, look.
Oh, I wonder what memories she'll have when she comes back. I mean, I know she's too young, really.
Who knows what they can remember at this age? We'll have to wait and see, won't we?
Of course, we don't know when that'll be, obviously.
No, not too long, I hope. It's important she gets to know both sides of her family.
Well, I'm glad you see it that way.
Of course I do. You know, I know I may have seemed a little anxious to get home lately, but it's only because I want to show her off. And then I must go up to Johannesburg.
Yes, I understand. Look, on the subject of going home, is that what you and Kate have been arguing about?
Jennifer,
look, if that's the case, then would I be right in guessing that it's also something to do with Phoebe? Lucas?
Oh, all right, yes it has.
Well, don't you think it would be better if you told me what was going on? You've been sniping at one another ever since Friday, and there's very little time left.
Yeah, that's true.
And I'd like to be able to help, if I can.
Jennifer, I really appreciate the offer. Oh, honestly. But to tell you would be breaking a confidence. And if I did that, it would just make things between myself and Kate much worse.
That's fair enough, I suppose.
Honestly, if I thought...
No, Lucas, it's okay. It's enough that you confirm to me that something is going on. And I'll try and talk to her about it as soon as I find the right moment.
Hello? Mum, Lucas, where have you been?
Kate, we've just been to our shop over an hour ago.
Hey, there's no need to be angry. We just went for a walk, that's all.
Don't tell me not to be angry. Nolly, you'll need feeding and changing. I had to come out and look for you. I was worried.
Kate...
Look, just give her here, will you? Let's get her back to the house. We can discuss this another time.
But... Never mind. I'll just get this thing off.
Here, pass her over.
Oh, goodness, what a performance. You know, you can call me old-fashioned, but I still say a good, solid prank.
Well, you'd be wrong, as always. Right, I expect I'll see you back at the house.
Kate.
Oh, just let her go, Lucas. Let her go.
You know, she's as happy as Larry in there. So what are you going to eat?
Sorry. Not that hungry.
Janet asked after you, you know. Seriously, hon, you're not sickening for something, are you?
No. I'll leave the washing up. I'll do it in a minute.
Okay. What did Kate say, Roy? I mean, you didn't turn up in church and you've hardly said a word since me and Phoebs came back.
You better sit down. You ain't going to like this.
What?
I should have told you before, but I didn't want to worry you.
Tell me what, Roy?
Kate wants to take Phoebe to South Africa.
I knew this would happen.
She says it's for holiday. She's been going on about it for a while. It was for a month at first.
I've been dreading this. Ever since the day she walked back into our lives, I knew she would try and do something like this.
Yeah, but now it's only for 2 weeks, she says.
You don't believe her. Roy, please tell me you don't believe her.
Of course I don't.
Right, because if she gets hold of Phoebe, we will never see her again. You can bank on that.
Maybe.
No, maybe. I mean it, Roy. You can't let her. You can't let her take Kate away from me. You can't.
But listen to me, Hayley. I don't believe her. I didn't believe her before. I believe her even less after today. I tried to get her to prove that she'd bring Phoebe back, but she came up with some cotton bull story. I just know she's lying to me.
Why didn't you tell me?
I should have done. I'm sorry. I just thought that...
Right. We have to stop her. So listen, there is nothing I can do about this, but you can, Roy. You're Phoebe's father and you have rights.
Yeah, I know. And don't worry. I intend to use them. First thing tomorrow, I'm going to give Usher a call. Start taking some serious action.
Christina has a surprise for Shula.
Shula, you got a minute?
Sure. If you don't mind me carrying on brushing down Bridie.
Not at all. Actually, while we're on the subject, she's a lot calmer these days, I've noticed. I think she's just about ready to have a beginner rider.
Hmm. Might be worth a try. She does tend to get a bit skittish on the ride out, that's all.
You want to keep her on a lead rein?
Yeah, just for the time being. Mm. See how she makes out. Oh, how'd that be here, girl? Was it Bridie you wanted to talk to me about?
No, it was something a little more serious, actually.
Oh, yes?
Look, you've probably guessed that I've been considering this for some time, what with my back and George being so much more free these days. So, the point is, I've decided to retire.
I see.
You must have known it was going to come sooner or later.
I suppose I did, really.
I've discussed it with George and, well... It seems like now's the best time to do it.
Oh, I suppose the next thing to ask is, where does it leave me?
Oh, that's entirely up to you. I mean, I'd hoped you might want to buy my half of the business so that you had control of the whole thing.
Well, yes, it's obviously something I'd want to think about.
Although, of course, you might want to bring in another partner.
No, that's not something I'd be inclined towards. But, look, I'll need to have a chat with Alistair.
Of course. And...
There's more?
Well... It's just George and I have decided we think we're going to sell the house as well.
Really? You're going to move?
Yes, we really need somewhere smaller. And to be honest, I don't think I could bear to live here and not be involved. George says I'd never be able to stop interfering.
He's probably got a point.
I know how attached you are to Glebe Cottage, but there are an awful lot of advantages in living on the premises.
Wow. Buying the house as well. That really would be a financial commitment.
The point I'm making is that you have first refusal. You decide what you want to do.
Well, more practically, what I can afford to do.
Of course.
Okay, I'll talk it over with Alistair and get back to you.
There's no immediate rush. Right, I'll go and get on with the paperwork that's been making me feel guilty since Friday.
Well, if you will go on these afternoon jaunts.
Actually, Would you mind terribly if I knocked off a little early today? I promised I'd help Pat. I would like to do my bit.
I think it's very good of you to be involved at all. We really appreciate the support.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, it's the thin end of the wedge. We've lost one pub. Now it's the school under threat. Next, it'll be the shop.
Yes.
Houses are being bought up as holiday homes, so young people can't afford them. Before you know it, we'll have a ghost village populated only at weekends. We've got to stop the rot.
Well, then, far be it from me to stand in the way of such a radical...
Listen to me, I do go on sometimes, don't I?
Nonsense. And you can knock off early with pleasure.
I'll just keep this file handy. I can reacquaint myself with the details of what we did last time as I go along.
Oh, it's very good of you to see me so quickly, Usher.
It would seem that time is of the essence.
Well, it is. They reckon they're all going back together next week.
What is it you're afraid Kate will do, or try to do?
Well, snatch her, in effect. I reckon what she originally had planned was to take Phoebe back to South Africa with my permission. Then, once she got her over there, well, she was going to keep her there.
And why do you think this?
Just the way she's behaved about it. She's been dead cagey about showing me some proof she's going to bring Phoebe back. Basically, I think it's because she never intended to in the first place. We had this big row about it yesterday. That's why I called you, really. I think she's just lying.
You said that was her original plan. You think she has another one?
Well, I reckon me agreeing to Phoebe going is still favourite. Once she's got Phoebe abroad, there's very little I can do, but... And look, I mean, this is me probably being paranoid. But if she can't get what she wants with my permission, then she might go for the next best option. Do it without. That'd be fallback.
I see. You think she might try and snatch Phoebe and get her out of the country anyway?
Yeah. Well, that's what she tried to do when Phoebe was a baby.
Yes, I remember it well.
I mean, Phoebe's supposed to go to Jennifer's on Thursdays and Fridays. I don't know whether I can risk that anymore. And Hayley's dead against it in case Kate tries something.
I admit that's a difficult one. Phoebe does have a right to see Kate. However, in the meantime, there are certain actions we can take to protect Phoebe.
Go on.
The first thing I suggest we do is ask the court to make a temporary order, preventing Kate from taking her out of the country.
Right.
Meantime, I'll write to Kate, reminding her of your legal position in relation to Phoebe, and warning her not to do anything that might jeopardise her future relationship with Phoebe.
Right, go for it.
Obviously, you don't want to think about this.
No. I want her to be very clear about where I stand. And if she finds that out tomorrow, it won't be soon enough.
Yes, well, as you say, time's a crucial factor. Hopefully, if she is planning what you're suggesting, a formal solicitor's letter will be enough to put her off.
You think it will be?
Knowing the way Kate's behaved in the past, I think you're right to be cautious.
So, here's the raspberry. One of Tony's old school friends has sent me this great anecdote about his first van. You know, for the birthday book. You must remind me to show it to you.
Oh, nice.
How have you been getting on collating Eddie's book?
Oh, well, you know, all right.
Really? Don't sound very enthusiastic.
Well, I've got one or two contributions. Joe's story about how Eddie helped him overcome depression is one.
Oh, dear. Doesn't sound very cheerful. All right, well, that's the lot.
To give Joe his credit, at least he managed to give me some. Most other people I've asked just say they can't really think of nothing. Except for Snatch Foster, of course. He reckons he's got something worth writing down.
What?
Now, that he won't say. Every time I ask him, he just sort of giggles. It ain't a pleasant-sounding giggle, neither.
Oh, dear.
I don't know what I'm going to do about it, to be honest. It's a shame, really. Suppose I'll just have to fill the book with photos.
Yeah, didn't you mention something about Joanne carrying a box full?
Yeah, we're real fine, Pat. There were this one of Eddie and Alf, and Eddie's in his new school uniform. He looks just like our Edward at the same age.
I'd like to see that. Anyway, best get this lot delivered.
Oh, you will. Don't worry, it'll be going in the book.
Great. Well, I'll see you later.
Precious little elf to go in.
See ya.
Oh, hold still, you stupid creature.
Hi. Need a hand?
About time, too. Where the hell have you been?
Sorry?
I was expecting you an hour ago. Apart from milking, I've been stuck in here with this lot all flaming day.
You asked me to go for more disinfectant, remember?
Yeah, at 2 o'clock. How long does it take to get to Borchester and back?
The traffic was terrible. And when I got back, I had to get the kids' school clothes in the wash.
Well, couldn't that have waited?
No, it couldn't. They're having to have clean clothes every time they go off to school. I don't think you realise the work involved.
No.
Hello,
Okay, enough.
Look, I know you're worried, but there's no point in taking it out on me.
No, I know. It's just that when you're at it all the hours of daylight, sometimes you start to think, you know, is it worth it?
I'm afraid this isn't going to make you feel any better. There's a suspect case at Little Croxley.
Oh, no.
There was a rumour going round at the farmer's court, and they've just announced it on local radio.
Little Croxley, that's a bit too close.
I know.
Well, we'll have to be extra careful now. You left the car at the end of the drive.
Of course.
Right, well, we'll keep the kids' school coats and shoes in there from now on. They can leave their wellies in the mailbox.
Right.
How much disinfectant did you pick up?
10 litres.
10? That's not going to last 5 minutes. I said get 20.
I'm sorry, but they're getting short. They should be getting a fresh lot in by the end of the week.
Oh, great. We're only facing the worst epidemic in 30 years.
David, I know it's a strain. It is for everybody. But we mustn't let it get to us, OK?
That's easy enough to say.
Look, we're in this together, and we're going to get through it.
Maybe we'll go under together.
Yeah, well, if it happens, it happens. Come on, give us a kiss.
Want me to do the worktops before I go, Pat?
Oh, yes, if you've got time.
I only know, hurry. Shan't be working in the pub tonight.
Oh, thanks, Terry.
Oh, I must remember to take them leaflets when I go. At least I can take a few around Cleveland.
Well, that'd be great. Must try and keep up the campaign.
Yeah, life's got to go on, isn't it?
Yeah, especially over something like education.
I was talking to Bertie this morning. She says she's quite happy to have a few in the shop.
Oh, good.
Being as we can't get out in the countryside to deliver them.
Yeah, well, what about Jack? Won't he object?
As far as Betty's concerned, no matter what the eye don't see, the heart don't grieve over.
Oh, in that case...
Anyway, Mr. Woolley's got more important things to worry about, like his golf.
Oh, yeah?
Well, it's closed, isn't it, the Grey Gables Golf?
Oh, yes, so it is.
So he's having to go all the way to Felpersham. And you know how he likes the country park.
Well, if that's the worst he has to suffer.
And it's good for poor Caroline, though. Mm. Apparently they've had loads of cancellations in the hotel.
Well, people go there for the walking, I suppose.
Yeah, exactly.
Must be hitting people hard. Not just tourism, all sorts of businesses.
Makes you wonder if it's all worth it.
What do you mean?
Well, it ain't as if the animals are going to die from this disease, are they? But we're going to all this trouble to get rid of it.
I don't think we've got any choice. If we don't, British meat's going to be unsellable.
Oh, I suppose it is.
Yeah, if only we could go back to more local food, small local abattoirs. That'll be part of the answer.
Oh, now, by the way, I've had another contribution to the birthday book.
Good.
Let's just dry my hands.
Who's it from?
Snatch Foster. It ain't exactly a work of literary genius.
I suppose it is.
In the year 74, young Eddie were wanting a present. And because he were so very poor, he nicked some of Bellamy's pheasants.
I can't quite make out the next bit. But it's a good start, eh?
Oh, yeah, great. Except it doesn't scan, it hardly rhymes. And he spelt pheasants with an F.
I've been thinking about the party. I'm wondering if maybe we ought to cancel it.
Oh, Pat.
I know, but are we just increasing the risk?
I wish I knew.
I think we're all in need of a bit of fun, though, aren't we? Oh, we'd all scrub up and take proper precautions.
It's a big decision for Shula and Alistair.
Okay, if you could just hold her steady while I examine the leg, see how we're doing.
Yeah, sure.
Now I'm an old girl. Let's have a look at you, shall we?
I mean, she seems very much better. I just thought it best to make sure.
Yeah. Well, seems all right to me.
You know, with her being a rescue horse, it just seemed better to be safe than sorry.
Just walk around for me, will you?
Okay.
I don't know. One day all this will be yours, eh? Or ours, I should say.
What? Oh, I mean the stables.
What else? It's a wonderful opportunity. I think she's very much on the mend.
Great. Well, I'll take her back then.
I'll walk with you.
Right.
You obviously think it's a good idea, then, buying up Chris's half of the business.
Oh, don't you?
Yes. Yeah, of course I do.
You don't sound that convinced. I thought you'd be champing at the bit, so to speak.
You've been wanting to get that in since last night, haven't you?
Yeah, from the moment you said Christine was selling up. Seriously, though, I mean, obviously we need to discuss it in detail, but...
Well, if you hadn't been on call yesterday evening, we could have.
I'm just surprised you seem so reticent. It just seems the right thing to do.
Oh, it's just... Well, I hadn't banked on buying the house as well. It'd involve a huge outlay from both of us. And I put a good deal of ready cash into the business in the first place. A lot of Mark's money's tied up for Daniel.
I know, but... Well, I think it's the next logical step.
Yes.
Yes, what?
Well, it would be quite an emotional wrench for me to leave Cape Cottage. And even more so for Daniel. He loves it.
Yeah, so do the cats. So does the hamster. Oh, and the stick insects Daniel brought home from school were absolutely devastated when they had to go back.
Lister.
Oh, well, come on, darling. It's not Daniel who'd have the problem adapting. It's you. You know as well as I do Daniel would adapt.
All right, I admit it. But I do love the cottage. It's been my home for 15 years. It's where Daniel was born.
You told me he was born in hospital.
Don't know what I mean.
Of course, we could consider just buying the business, but not the house.
Yeah, but as you said, it would seem silly if the house is there on offer. Oh, can you get the stable door for me?
Sure. Look, nobody's rushing you into a decision. And obviously, we need to talk about it further.
Yes, and you need to see some of the figures for a start. Come on, girl. In you come.
Well, it looks good.
Serious bit of kit, isn't it?
It's impressive, I'll give you that. Any idea what sort of depth they can work to?
I think this can go up to about 20 centimetres.
Where's the adjustment, you know?
It's on the mainframe. There's a couple of turnbuckles.
Right. What about the row spacing? Those bolts on the bottom, right?
Yeah, that's it. It's dead easy to use. Jerry reckons he's finished with the plough now he's got this.
Well, we're not getting shot of ours, not on our land.
So we're going to get one of these, are we?
No, I didn't say that. But it's definitely a useful machine.
Last. It is one of the reasons I put all those figures together for you. Remember, I thought it might be worth investing in one?
No need to be quite so sarcastic, Debbie. There's no time for making rash spending commitments.
Yeah, I realise that.
You know what Jerry was telling me? He reckoned that this machine has cut his establishment cost down by 40%. 40%? Can you imagine it? And that's not to mention what he's now saving on maintenance costs.
Dad, I told you that. Remember all those figures?
Yes, I know.
Of course, that's only me. When you get told the same thing by another farmer...
Now, don't get paranoid, Debbie. It's one thing to see it on paper, but seeing the real thing's a whole different ballgame. Look, have you got any reason to rush back home this evening?
No, why?
Well, I thought we might discuss those figures of yours further. Over dinner.
Oh, it suits me. I'll ring Mum on my mobile if you'd like to tell her to set an extra place.
Actually, I rather thought we could go and eat at the Bull or something, just you and me.
Yeah, fine, if you're sure Mum won't feel left out.
Well, your mother's got enough to deal with looking after your sister and all her trappings. Sure she won't miss me for an evening. And to be honest, I don't really mind being absent either.
I see. What's the problem?
Well, put it this way. Something's happened between Kate and Lucas. I don't know what it is. Jenny seems to think it's all to do with this Phoebe business.
I take it that situation isn't any closer to being resolved.
Not as far as I can tell.
Oh, dear, that's a bit worrying. Aren't they supposed to be going back next week?
Yeah. Anyway, the long and the short of it is, I'm trying to keep out of the way as much as possible.
Keeping your head down, eh?
Exactly. So an evening in the Bull discussing farm machinery sounds fine to me.
I mean, I'm only playing devil's advocate here.
Not sure if I'm up to this.
Like they're saying, if stock wasn't trucked for hundreds of miles across the country, the outbreak wouldn't have spread so fast.
Yeah, maybe not.
So we need a smaller, more localised structure. Ow! Blast! Oh, hell. Teat's come off. Oh, yeah, hilarious.
Well, you've got to laugh, haven't you? Here, I'll see to it. You take this bottle and feed the other.
Okay.
There.
Had a call from Joe Grundy offering to come up and help.
You can't risk it.
No, I know. Would have been nice, though. For once, I'd be really glad to see him.
Listen, sorry about this morning.
Oh, it's all right. You were tired. Besides, I wasn't any less short with you. I think after a week and a half of this, it's a miracle we're still talking. Anyway, almost see the light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah, as far as the lambing goes.
Be through the worst by the weekend, eh?
I hope so. Did you see Josh this morning?
What?
He decided as I was giving him clean clothes every day for school, he'd put on his green trainers.
Oh, not the ones with the flashing lights?
Yep, the ones with the flashing lights.
What did Miss Darby say?
Oh, don't worry, he didn't get out the door. I said he had to wear the ones in the car, as usual.
All right.
There you go, little one. Oh, thank God for the Herefords.
The Herefords?
What you were saying about more local food. Traditional breed, reared mostly on grass. Less protein, hopefully less antibiotics.
Yeah, right.
That's if we've still got them when it's all over.
Well, we've done all we can, love. Best not to even think about it. Come on! What's up with you now?
It's empty.
Yeah, well, if it won't even sap...
No, the bottle!
Oh.
Didn't you notice?
Honestly, I'm sat here going cross-eyed.
Well, if you want to go and put your feet up for half an hour...
Oh, would you mind?
Go on, while you've got the chance. Then you can take over from me later.
OK, let's look at the advantages.
Living on site? Well, from a practical point of view, there are loads. Just being there to sort out any problems, especially if I was running the place on my own.
Yeah. And just while we're on the practicalities, if we did buy Chris's half of the business and someone else bought the house, you'd end up relying on them to keep an eye on things if you weren't there.
I suppose. But that's assuming we do buy Chris's half.
Oh, Shuley, you know we're going to buy up the rest of that business.
What makes you so sure?
Oh, come on. Can you really see yourself letting Chris sell to another partner? After all the work you've put into that place, especially since Chris... started having back trouble. I mean, you've practically been running everything single-handedly as it is.
Oh, no, that's an exaggeration, and you know it. I mean, if I took it over completely, I don't know how I'd manage with the paperwork all on my own. That's really been Auntie Chris's forte since she stopped doing so much of the practical side.
Well, she managed to do both before you came along.
Look, OK, I admit I'd really rather another partner wasn't brought in.
Yeah, of course not. And... let's face it, it is a lovely house.
Yes, I suppose it is quite nice.
Oh, sorry, I'll rephrase that. It's a lovely big house.
Bigger than ours, certainly.
Well, you have to admit, the cottage is a bit cramped, all three of us living there. We were always worried it might be.
Oh, I don't know if I'd call it cramped.
I would. Especially when Daniel's got all his stuff out.
Oh, you can talk. What about all those veterinary magazines you leave all over the place?
My point, exactly. And Daniel's not getting any smaller. Going to need a bigger room at some point.
That's true.
Something else that occurred to me. There are outbuildings at the stables that aren't used for anything except storage.
Mm-hmm.
At some point, I might be able to think about moving my practice there too.
You know, that's not a bad idea.
I do have them occasionally.
Just occasionally.
And there is something else.
Yeah, go on.
Well, I've always enjoyed living at Glebe Cottage, but... well, it's never been really mine, has it? Mine as in mine, yours and Daniel's.
Ours, darling. The word you're looking for is ours.
Yeah, very funny, but do you know what I mean?
Yes, of course I do.
Whereas, if we bought the house as well, well, it would be, as you say, ours. All three of us.
And the cats.
And the cats. And even the hamster. But not the stick insects. One has to draw the line somewhere.
Oh, do you want another drink?
Oh, yeah, why not?
There you go, darling.
Oh, thanks. Cheers.
Cheers. Mm. So, it was quite a day, wasn't it?
Yeah, I really found it interesting.
Me too.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. I wasn't sure on the drive back. You were practically mute all the way.
Ah, well, I was thinking.
I see. Penny for them?
You know what I was thinking about, Debbie. I reckon I've come to a decision.
Which is?
Look, what we saw today... well, I realise you're right, Debbie. For us in our position, this is the way ahead.
Great.
We've got the acreage for it. It'll bring our cost base down.
Exactly.
And there's something else, actually. It's your enthusiasm that's done it. That proposal you gave me, with all the details, cash flow and everything. I mean, you sweated blood to get it together. I just couldn't see past the bits of paper.
So?
We've got to move on, I can see that. I'd like you to go ahead and order the thing in time for autumn sewing.
Oh, brilliant.
We also better order that bigger tractor. The 200-horsepower model you had your eye on. Get it on some sort of leasing deal.
And you're okay with this, really?
Oh, I'm rather hoping it'll be the best 100 grand I've ever spent.
Dad, I can't tell you how glad I am.
Well, it's all down to your own efforts, darling. You should be proud of yourself.
You won't regret it. I promise you.
Yes!
Truth Without.
Do you want some coffee?
No, thanks. I'll do my own if I want any.
You're behaving like a spoiled child.
And you're behaving like a parent who's got the record stuck.
I just don't understand why. If you simply explain to me why...
You know why. I've told you. You just don't want to listen.
Well, all you have to do is pick up the phone and tell the travel agency you'd like to change the return date on the tickets.
Oh, Lucas, will you just leave it alone, please?
It doesn't mean Phoebe is not coming with us. It doesn't mean that our plans have to change in any way.
Lucas!
It just means that you'll definitely only be coming with us for a holiday. Then you can show the ticket to Roy, and he will believe you aren't going to take the child away forever. It's that simple.
I mean it, Lucas. I'm getting fed up with you going on about it all the time.
He'll not give you permission without proof.
Then I'll take her without his permission, won't I? He's not going to give his stupid consent anyway, so I may as well take her without it. Okay? Are you satisfied now? Are you finally going to give it a rest?
This is insane. You know that, don't you? I'm standing here watching the woman I love planning the kidnapping of her own child.
Don't be so melodramatic. Kidnapping? Phoebe's mine. I've got a right to be with her.
Does nothing penetrate that head of yours, Kate? Are you totally unable to see that you are making things worse by following this course of action? For yourself, for Phoebe, for Nolotando, for me.
Oh, all right. So that's what it comes down to, isn't it? You're not worried about me or Phoebe or Nolly. You're just worried about what will happen to you.
Do not turn this back on me, Kate. You do not make this as if I were the guilty party. I am not the one breaking the law here.
Look, what's going on?
I'm not trying to make you into the guilty party. I just wish you'd support me once in a while.
I could hear you both upstairs.
How can I? How on earth can you expect me to support you?
Oh, great. Just great. Excuse me. I'll just go and see to the baby, shall I?
Okay. Oh, dear.
I'm sorry, Jennifer.
Oh, please don't apologize. I'm getting used to it.
I expect you'll be glad to be rid of us when we finally go. At least you'll have some peace.
What's happening, Lucas? Why are you two continually at one another's throats?
Oh, Jennifer, look, I really don't want to burden you with this.
Well, I think this has gone beyond me being burdened, don't you?
But Kate...
And I think it's gone beyond breaking Kate's confidence as well. I can tell it must be serious. You've only got to look at either of you to see that. I'm right, aren't I?
Yes. Yes, you're right.
Okay, then. Come on, sit down. Tell me what's gone wrong.
Well, there's not much to tell, really. It's to do with Phoebe, as you probably realized.
Oh, yes, I guessed that much.
You see, on Friday I discovered the plane ticket Kate has bought for Phoebe. Jennifer, the ticket covers the longest possible time for Phoebe to stay in South Africa. Not 2 weeks, not even a month. And I think Kate is planning on keeping Phoebe there.
No.
I'm afraid so.
But after all we've talked about, after all we've said...
Believe me, I feel exactly the same way. She's lied to me, to you, to Brian, not to mention Phoebe's father. I tried to persuade her to book a proper return flight. At least then Roy would have the proof he needed to let Phoebe go.
Sorry, I'm not with you.
Kate had a run-in with Roy on Sunday. He says he wants proof that Phoebe will be brought back. He wanted to see Phoebe's ticket.
Oh, I'm beginning to understand why. And what did Kate say?
Oh, she lied to him as far as I can tell. Told him the ticket wasn't booked yet.
I might have known.
It's just becoming lie upon lie. I don't know what to do about it anymore.
Well, one thing is certain, Lucas. Someone has to do something.
Ah, here we are.
Kathy, you in there?
Oh, yeah. Come in, Clary. I wasn't sure whether you was back yet or not. I just wanted a quick word before I got off home.
Yeah, I got in about 1/4 hour ago.
Good day?
Oh, not bad. Busy, but enjoyable. Here, let me show you something. Now, what do you think of this?
Good heavens.
Is that 60s or is that 60s?
Are you going to wear it for Tony and Eddie's party?
Reckon I am. Have you chosen what you're going to wear?
Well, do you know, I've always got the legs for miniskirt no more.
Oh, go on. You can get away with a mini if I can get away with this.
Yeah, but that's got a bit of style, that has. You know, them black and white things is coming back into fashion. Where'd you get it?
Oh, I've had it for years. I knew it was somewhere about in these suitcases. Mainly because most of my worldly possessions are.
You mean to tell me you've been living out of suitcases ever since you moved in here with Pat and Tony?
Afraid so. I was never quite sure whether I was staying or going most of the time, so I never got round to unpacking properly.
Oh, no, listen, that reminds me of what I wanted to talk to you about.
Hmm?
I've got some news for you.
Yeah? Good, I hope.
I'm pretty sure you'll think so. It's about April Cottage. You know Mr. Woolley had buyers for it?
Of course I do. What about them?
They've only gone and pulled it out, haven't they?
What? You sure?
Sure as I'm standing here. It's official. A bloke come and put the for sale board back up again this afternoon.
That's brilliant. Well, from my point of view, it's brilliant anyway. I wonder why the buyers pulled out.
I had a feeling it'd happen.
Oh, yeah? Well, how come?
Oh, no reason. Just felt they wouldn't really fit it in. Anyway, the point is, if I was you and you wanted to put in an offer on the place, I'd get onto the agents quick, in case someone else gets there before you.
Kate! Kate! Hang on!
Now.
Where are you going?
Just out. Nowhere in particular.
Oh, but it's nearly dark. You can't be thinking of taking the baby for a walk at this time.
Look, she's fractious and with a bit of luck, half an hour in the fresh air will send her off to sleep. Besides, I need some fresh air myself.
I see. Well, you won't mind if I walk with you for a bit, then?
It's a free country. Oh,
good. So Nolly's fractious, is she?
She is at the moment.
Hardly surprising, really.
Oh?
Well, parents do seem to be arguing rather a lot lately. It can't be very settling for her to hear rows all the time.
Oh, come on. They've hardly been what you'd call rows.
No?
No. I mean, all couples argue, don't they? And... well, I mean, things are bound to be a bit tense. Lucas and I are just about to take our new family round to the other side of the world. I'm bound to bring the pressure off a bit, organising something like that.
Well, I suppose it is, really.
And he's got to get back to his new job, and well, I've got to make a new home for the four of us, obviously.
Sorry?
New home? Well, you know we're moving to Joburg.
But you said new home for the four of us?
Well, I meant that Phoebe will be with us when we first arrive.
Did you? Did you really?
It's only a figure of speech, Mum.
Well, forgive me, darling, but it isn't, is it?
What do you mean?
You know very well what I mean. It isn't a figure of speech. And I know it isn't a figure of speech because Lucas has told me about the air ticket. He's told me, Kate.
Oh.
Yes. Oh. I don't know how you could do this to me.
Do it to you?
Yes. Yes, to me. After all we've said, after all we've talked about.
Listen, before you get all high and mighty about this, I have been running out of options virtually every day since I came back. You are talking about me being forced to abandon my own child.
When are you going to get it into your head that you do not solely own Phoebe? Just because you happen to be her mother. Not that you made a brilliant job of that over the last year or so.
Now, that's below the belt.
Is it? Is it really? Who do you imagine has tried to keep some relationship going with a child while you were off, doing your own thing? Who do you think made sure she had some contact with our side of her family? Let me tell you, young lady, that Tuckers weren't always keen that I did. And you know why?
No, but I have a feeling you're going to tell me.
Because you weren't here to demand your parental rights. And who was standing up for you while other people ran you down? And who was learning to love the child you left behind? I was, Phoebe's grandmother. And your father was, Phoebe's grandfather. And Debbie and Alice were, Phoebe's aunts. She doesn't just belong to you. And you wanted to take her away from me, from us.
I was just trying to keep my options open.
Oh, stop it. Oh, really, just stop it, Kate. I mean, how stupid do you think I am? You planned to take her abroad and never bring her back, didn't you? Didn't you? What else was I supposed to do? I knew Roy would never give his permission. You think I was just going to leave her here? And what about the rest of us? And what about Phoebe, for goodness sake? What about the fact that she's settled here? Look, I would have brought her back eventually. You know, for a visit or something. Oh, Kate, don't be so stupid. You take that child away and you will never be able to bring her back here, because if you do, she'll be taken away from you and given straight back to her father. So you'd have to have decided that you and she and Nolly were all staying in South Africa forever. And the only chance we'd have of ever seeing her would be if we visited you. Well, that's possible, isn't it? Oh, yes. Oh, I suppose anything's possible. Except you would have committed a criminal act the moment you decided to take her without Roy's permission. It's possible, I suppose, so long as you could get as far as the airport.
Meaning?
Oh, Roy's not stupid, Kate. You can bet he'd have a lawyer on it as soon as he got one hint of you leaving with Phoebe. And supposing you did get away, you'd still have a court case to fight. You think your father would finance it? You think he and I would want to pay so that you could keep our grandchild away from us forever?
I'm going to kill Lucas for telling you.
Oh, I don't think you can blame Lucas this time, darling.
He had no right to say anything.
He had every right. The poor boy was going out of his mind. He could see how insane you were being, and you just wouldn't listen.
Yeah, well, if he hadn't opened
his mouth... Oh, I think the one person you can blame in this situation is yourself. For lying. And quite frankly, for being so idiotic.
You can't stop me, you know. If I decide to go, you can't stop me. I've done it before and I can do it again.
Now, you listen to me, young lady. Let's get one thing absolutely clear. I am not going to lose Phoebe because of your selfishness. She's happy and settled here, and you are not taking her away. And what's more, if you try, I'll be the first one standing in your way. I hope you understand that.
Kathy's after a home.
Jack?
Mm. Oh. Oh, hello, Kathy. Come in.
Thanks.
Just pruning my roses. Probably should have done it last week, but you know how you forget.
Yes. Look, Jack.
Anyway, what brings you over here? We're a long way from the genteel surroundings of Lower Loxley, aren't we?
Yes. I'm on my lunch break.
Ah.
Actually, I've been trying to call you since yesterday evening.
Oh, sorry. We weren't in.
No, I know.
Peggy and I were having a meal with Mercedes and Sir Sidney. And if you tried to contact me this morning, well, Peggy's over at Jennifer's and I've been out here. I never hear the phone when I'm out in the garden.
Jack.
So, what can I do for you? It must have been fairly urgent for you to come rushing over here on your break.
I've come to ask about April Cottage.
Oh, yes. Well, what about it?
Well, is it true that your buyers have pulled out?
Oh, yes. I had the agents put the for sale board up again yesterday.
Yes, that's what I was told.
It's a real shame that. They, the buyers, that is, they seemed ever so keen when they first saw the place. And then to suddenly pull out, well... Still, that's the way with house sales, isn't it?
Yeah.
They're never simple at the best of times.
Jack!
And then all you need is one thing to go wrong. A little slip-up somewhere in the chain and then...
Jack! Huh? I'd like to put in an offer for April Cottage.
Oh.
Oh, sorry. I didn't mean for that to come out quite so loud.
Oh, that's all right. I presume it's because you're very keen to buy the place. Enthusiasm got the better of you, eh?
Something like that.
Yeah.
I do think it'd be the ideal place for Jamie and myself to live in.
Well, there's plenty of room. And it does have that nice little garden for him to run around in.
Yeah, that's right. So as soon as I heard it was available again, I thought I'd get in touch with you straight away.
Well, I have to say this is very welcome, Kathy. It'd be so much nicer having someone I know take over the place. And I'm sure Martha would have approved.
Oh, well, if I've got Martha's approval...
Oh, yes. She had many happy years there, of course.
Yes, I'm sure she did. Now, look, Jack...
And, of course, Hayley and poor dear John lived there for a bit as well. Not that that was a happy time for them either. Well, not in the end, it wasn't.
Jack!
Sorry. I'm going on a bit, aren't I? It's just, well, the place has had its fair share of personalities living there.
No, it's fine, honestly. It's just that I've only got half an hour. So, do you think we could go inside and discuss my offer, please?
Well, of course.
Any road I had planned to go to Brookfield to help out with the lambing, but with the situation being what it is, well, I know he would have been welcome. David Archer always says how it takes it out of him. Lambing, I mean.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Whenever a lambing comes round, you see old David Archer moaning about his back and how tired out he is. And he don't know how he puts up with it year after year.
Oh, I suppose he's got more important things to worry about now.
Well, that's true enough, Betty Tucker. Still a shame, though. I used to keep me hand in. And as I says, I knows they'd have been grateful.
Yeah, you did, Joe.
Anyway, long and short of it is, I found myself in a bit of a loose end, see? Not that I mind it.
Look, Joe, I don't want to hurry you or anything, but any chance of you ever paying for that tobacco?
Hmm? How much was it again?
£3.35, please.
Ah, right.
So yeah. While you manage to forget every time you come in here.
Well, I can't help it if the price is always going up. Yeah, there. It's the right money, isn't it?
Thanks. Right, then. Was there anything else?
No, not that I can think of.
Well, I expect you'll be wanting to go on your way, then.
Well, that and I might. By and by.
Well, haven't you got somewhere you need to be?
Ain't many places I can go at the moment, is there?
Oh, yeah, I know. But you have been in here for the last 3/4 of an hour.
Well, like I says, bit of a loose end.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that, Joe, but...
But then you see, that's one of the few advantages I've had since we left Grange Farm. When I was a working farmer, it was just rush, rush, rush all the time.
Oh, yeah, I don't seem to remember you rushing that much.
Ah, well, I made it look simple. But I tell you, in them days, I hardly ever failed a moment to call me
out. Excuse me, Joe.
Hello,
Ambridge Village Shop. Oh, hello, my love. When? Of course I can't. I'm working. Well, I can't leave the shop unattended, can I? Can't guarantee it'll only be for 20 minutes. Well, it could just not have to be delivered, then. I can't just abandon it. Oh, all right, then. I'll see what I can do. Oh, honestly, that man.
Problems?
Well, he's supposed to be getting a delivery over at our place, only he's had a puncture on his way home, hasn't he?
Oh.
He reckons it's due in the next half hour, and he only wants me to shut up here and pick it up from the end of the lane.
Important delivery, is it?
Well, it'll put his work back if he has to wait another day for it. He needs it for repairs.
But all he can do at the moment, you're making it. Repairs and such like. Well, I offered to go for you, but obviously I'd have to go into your land, wouldn't I? Best not to do that, with Niels Biggs and all. You're stuck.
Hey, unless you took over here...
Oh, unless I took it... What?
Oh, yeah, it would only be for 20 minutes or so.
Oh, no, hang on, Betty Tucker, I don't know.
No, you said you were at a loose end.
Oh, all right.
Now, come on, round this side of the counter.
Well, I don't know nothing about running a shop.
Now, if anybody comes in, you can sell anything here from the counter and anything from the shelf.
What about the post office?
Don't touch anything from the post office. That's closed until I get back, OK?
Not even the computer?
Well, especially not the computer.
I have done an internet course,
yes,
you know.
Yes, not that kind of computer.
Well, if you say
so. Yeah, I do. Right, I'll be off then. Think you can manage?
Well, I have to, won't I?
I'll be back as soon as I can. Bye.
Yeah, bye. Oh, well. Wonder if shopkeepers gets discount on back.
All right, hang on. Sorry, I just...
Hi. Hello, Hayley.
Hi.
Do you want me to stand out here in the doorway all evening, or are you going to ask me in?
Not a good time, I'm afraid.
I thought I might be able to see Phoebe for a
minute. Oh, she's asleep. I mean, I did explain to your mum that she wasn't well, which is why I didn't bring her over today.
It's nothing serious, is it?
No, it's just a virus, the doctor says.
All right. Look, I really need to talk to Roy.
I'm sorry, he's on a training course. He won't be back till later this evening, so I guess you'll have to talk to him another time. Anyway, thanks for calling.
I presume you knew about this.
What is it?
It's a letter from Jefferson Crabtree, reminding me what a bad girl I've been. It also informs me Roy's pursuing an interim court order regarding my daughter. Now, is getting the law involved your idea or his?
Oh, that's interesting. First time you've ever acknowledged I've got a say in all of this.
Look, Hayley, just tell me why he's doing it.
Why do you think? He doesn't trust you, neither of us.
supposed to?
But he's got no reason not to trust...
Oh, sorry, what? Other than you tried to skip the country once before.
That was different. I was a different person then.
Well, different to the person who took Phoebe to Morocco without asking. Or different to the person who, when Phoebe got sick, brought her back, dumped her, and then promptly abandoned her for a year.
I did ask.
No, you didn't. You presented it as a done deal.
All right. I was wrong then, and I was wrong to be gone for so long. I've admitted it. Happy?
Not really.
I'm trying to make it up to her now. Can't you see that?
Kate, it doesn't matter what I can or I can't see. As I say, I have no power over what happens to Phoebe. All I can say is that I love her.
So do I.
I don't doubt that, funnily enough. It's just that you've got a weird way of showing it. Look, you will have to sort out your differences with Roy in your own way, because I have to say, I think you've blown it with him. I really do. Look, as much as I'd love to stand chatting, I've got stuff to be getting on with.
You could help.
What?
Hayley. You and I... We were friends once. I mean, weren't we?
What's that got to do with anything?
Well, if what we all had together meant something, you, me, Roy, John, even if it was a long time ago, I mean, you were there when I gave birth to Nolly. That's something I'll never forget. Please speak to Roy for me. Or at least get him to talk to me about things. We don't have to go down the legal route, do we?
Kate, I will never forget it either. But, honey, you're asking me to talk to Roy about letting you take Phoebe away forever.
No, I'm not. I just mean that we can find a compromise. Maybe if we talked about her coming for the 2 weeks like we planned.
Kate, I know what he'll say. He'll say the time for talking is long gone.
But you could try. Please, Hayley, you must see the situation I'm in. It's impossible. And what's more, I'm running out of time.
All right. I'll tell him you were here and that he wanted to discuss things, but after that, I can't promise anything.
Right, two gin teas. What else?
I think it was a ginger ale with ice.
Righty-ho. That's quite a rowdy lot you brought in with you, Pat.
Oh, we're celebrating. That's every single leaflet dropped or posted up somewhere.
Good for you.
Hello there.
Hi, Kathy. What are you doing here?
Oh, I've just dropped Jamie off. Jolene and Sid are taking him to the pictures. Listen, I've got some good news.
Yes, what's this?
I've put in an offer on April Cottage and Jack Woolley's accepted.
Excellent. Oh, Kathy, congratulations.
Thank you. I didn't know it was even on the market again.
I was tipped off and I wasn't going to let the grass grow, I can tell you.
Look, you must let me buy you a drink to celebrate. That is, if you don't mind having one here.
Oh, what the hell, why not? I'll make an exception this time, seeing as a certain pair are going to be out of the way. A spritzer, please, Betty, with ice.
Spritzer it is. Right, is that the lot then, Pat?
Yes, I think so.
Right, so that's, 1 and 5 is, that's £6.60 altogether.
So, Kathy, it won't be long before you're leaving us.
Mm. All being well, I'll be out from under your feet within the next couple of months.
Oh, nonsense, it's been a pleasure having you. There you go, Betty.
Ta.
Right, can you help me take these to the table, Kathy?
Mm, sure. Of course, trying to make the offer to Jack was hard enough. He kept going off down memory lane about the cottage.
You know, Jack, he doesn't just wander down memory lane. He practically lives there.
Hi, Betty. Oh,
hello, Hayley, love. All on your own?
Yeah, your husband and my fiancé are at our place watching the football. Thought I'd give it a miss.
What can I get you?
I'll have a pineapple juice, I think. Although I feel like I could do something stronger.
Oh, yeah, bad day.
No. Just had Kate round this afternoon, trying to turn the emotional thumbscrew.
Don't like the sound of that.
She wanted me to talk to Roy about taking Phoebe back to South Africa.
Flipping cheek!
He isn't interested in talking anyway.
I should think not.
Yeah, well, either way, I think things are going to get very nasty from here on.
Kate makes a last-ditch attempt with Roy.
Right, so that's a double room for the 25th.
Yep.
Would that be smoking or non-smoking? No, no, smoking's fine.
Roy?
Right then. Yeah, no, we look forward to seeing you. It's a pleasure. Bye. Okay.
I have to talk to you.
Yeah, well, as you can see, I'm a bit busy at the moment. You know, working, as in what some of us do to make a living.
It's important. Please, Roy.
Kate, can you not see this is a bad time? I can't leave here till Linda gets back from her break.
Well, when would be a good time? I go round your house yesterday, you're not in. I phoned this morning, it was permanently engaged. I mean, I can stand here haranguing you in your workplace if you want, but I have got to talk to you.
It's all right, but we can't talk here. Look, you better come through to the office. Come on. I just have to keep the door open, I'm afraid, just in case I'm needed out in reception.
All right.
Sit down. Got coffee or something?
No, thanks.
So, what do you want, Kate?
I think you know why I've come here, Roy.
Yeah? Phoebe, you've had a wasted journey. I'm sorry.
Please, Roy.
Look, Kate. Haley's told me what you said yesterday. And I don't want to seem mad or anything, but I don't see what there is to be done or said. I don't want Phoebe going with you to South Africa, and that's that.
Well, surely there must be some sort of compromise we can come to.
Like what? Either she's going with you or not. I mean, where could there possibly be a compromise?
Look, supposing she's with me for the shorter length of time, say for the 2 weeks.
You're missing the point, Kate.
No, listen, please. Look, yes, I wanted to have more control about how long I kept her there, but I'm willing to give that up. I'll sort out the ticket. I'll have it changed. Oh, we can come back in 2 weeks or as soon as I can get a flight. And I'll show it to you, Roy. Honestly, I'll do anything. I'll give you any guarantees you want.
Well, see, that sort of implies there was a ticket before. And it was only a few days ago you told me you hadn't booked Phoebe's ticket yet.
I know. I'm sorry. I thought I was trying to control the situation. Now I know I can't. Now I know it's you who's in charge.
Yeah. But you telling me that, I mean, you can't honestly expect me to trust you anymore.
I don't expect anything. I'm just telling the truth.
Right, now?
Yes, now. You think I should keep lying to you?
Obviously not, no.
Look, Roy, this trip, holiday, that's all it is after all, but it really isn't just for me. I want Phoebe to know that I'm a real person with a real life outside of Ambridge. I'm not just some woman who breezes in every so often, showers her with presents and then goes off again. I want her to be able to see what I've got over there. I want her to meet her new family. I want her new family to meet her. I mean, I think they've a right to, don't you?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
And then one day, when Phoebe's old enough to make her own decisions, she can decide whether she wants to become part of that life for a while. Is that such a terrible thing to want?
I suppose not.
And given the position I'm in, can you at least understand the things I've done?
Yes, all right, Kate. Maybe I can.
That's something, anyway.
But can't you see how impossible this situation is now? To say nothing of Phoebe, what do you think she's going to feel being taken away from me and Haley, even for a short time? I mean, she's very young, Kate.
I'll bring her back. I promise.
But I just remember the day you decided the pair of you were going off to Morocco. You were going crazy in Ambridge, and the more it stifled you, well, that had to be bad for Phoebe, didn't it? Remember that?
Please, Roy.
No, I'm sorry, Kate. Remember it? Everything you said. It isn't about Phoebe. It's about you. Look, I wish I did trust you. Really, I do. I mean, Phoebe's ours. Phoebe came out of something we had together, and there's nothing I'd like better than for you to be a part of her life. But I'm sorry. I just can't trust you, Kate. Not yet, I'm sorry.
But if I proved it to you...
No, I don't see how you can.
I told you I'd change the ticket.
I'm sorry, really, I am. Look, I'm going to have to get back to work. I think you better go now, don't you?
Ruth?
You know these hydraulics are leaking?
Yeah.
Can't go on using the front loader, not like this.
No, I know, the pipe's US. I've got a new one on order.
Great.
Look, never mind that now. I've just heard on Radio Borsetshire. They've confirmed that suspected case in Little Croxley.
Okay. So, I had a feeling there would.
So now we've got a confirmed case less than 10 miles away.
Yeah.
We've got to think of our own situation here at Brookfield. You know, the last year's been hell. We've been right to the edge. And now we've got the Herefords. You're fit again. We're just starting to turn the corner. If it all went wrong again now, well...
Don't.
Well, I don't want to take any chances. I think we should seal off the farm completely.
Do you?
Yeah. Put some tape across the drive. No one comes in, no one goes out. That includes us, the whole family. Not until we know it's safe.
So, how long?
4 weeks. Till little Croxy's in the clear. If there aren't any more cases nearby.
Well, what about our deliveries and the milk tanker?
Well, the milk tanker's okay, because that's disinfected anyway, and we can pick up deliveries from the end of the drive.
And your mum and dad, and what about the kids?
Dad's up for it too. I haven't seen mum yet, but...
And how will Pip get to school?
She can't. We'll have to keep her at home.
Oh, David, not for all that time.
Ruth, what's a few weeks off school when the whole farm's at stake? Everything we've worked for. Pip's future as well as ours.
Yeah.
I just don't want to risk it.
No, you're right.
You're with me then?
Okay, let's do it.
Sorry, me.
Hi.
Daddy's home.
Hi, babes. Good day.
Oh, you know, the usual. What about you?
Fine. Cup of tea.
Oh, yeah, that'd be nice.
I'll just get the kettle on.
Where's my favourite girl?
She's in bed. She's asleep.
Well, at this time? Oh, does that mean I don't get to do the bedtime story?
Afraid so. That virus that we made up to keep her from going to home farm turned into a real one.
Oh, no.
Yeah, well, that's what happens when you tend Providence, isn't it?
Well, is she all right?
Yeah, it's just a cold. I'll take her to see Tim if it hasn't shifted by the end of the weekend. So, anything interesting happened today?
No, not really. Well, I mean, apart from Kate accosting me in reception, demanding to see me.
Oh, she didn't, did she?
Yeah.
Had this horrible feeling she might.
Yeah, well, she did. But that wasn't so much as interesting as a pain in the neck, to be honest. Mm. Don't know what some of the guests must have thought.
Oh, what'd she say?
Well, the usual. Funnily enough, I felt quite sorry for her.
Hey, what?
Well, you can kind of see why she's being the way she is. I mean, it must be pretty awful for her.
Oh, you didn't say she could...
No, of course I didn't.
Oh, that's a relief.
Girl, I'm surprised at you. What makes you think I'd start giving her what she wants now?
Well, you know what she's like. I mean, she can really turn on the emotional blackmail when she wants to.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. I don't think it is emotional blackmail with her at the moment. I think it's genuine.
Right.
Yeah, but it doesn't change anything. I've told her, Phoebe's not going with them next week, and that's final.
Good.
Oh, I popped into Willow Farm on my way home.
Oh, right. I wonder why you were late.
Yeah, Mum says Brian was in the shop earlier.
Throwing his weight around, was he? Threatening to use his huge wads of cash to buy out the best in British justice?
Funnily enough, no. Mum said he seemed a bit subdued, to be honest. You know what I reckon?
What?
Well, he doesn't want to see Kate win this any more than we do. Neither does Jennifer.
Well, it wouldn't surprise me. I mean, they'd lose Phoebe as well, wouldn't they?
Yeah, I mean, I know they like more control over her upbringing. But that wouldn't happen if Kate took her halfway around the world, would it?
No, I suppose not. They love her too, of course.
Yeah, of course. I wonder if Kate realises that.
Kate? Oh, I'm sorry, darling. Is Nolly asleep now?
Yeah. She likes to choose her moments, as I expect you heard last night.
I did, rather. I think even you were quieter at that age. Huh. Look, your mother sent me up to tell you she's going to make some supper if you want any.
No, thanks.
Oh, come on. You might feel better for eating something.
I don't think so, Dad.
Look, if there's anything I can do...
I doubt it. Right now, I don't think there's anything anybody can do.
Kate, is everything all right?
Not really.
I just came in to see if she wanted some supper.
It's a good idea. You haven't eaten anything all day. Kate.
Look, I appreciate that everybody's very concerned, but right now, I really could do with... being kind of left on my own.
Oh, look, Kate, darling.
Miss Aldridge, could you leave us alone for a few minutes?
Well, unless I... Yes, perhaps I'd better. Yeah. I'll be downstairs if you need me.
Oh, Lucas, I'm sorry.
Oi, come here. It's okay.
It's all gone totally wrong.
Yeah, I know.
It wasn't supposed to be like this.
Things really go the way we planned them.
I mean, what was the point of coming over here and getting to know her again if I was just going to have to abandon her?
You're not abandoning her.
What else would you call it?
I'd call it giving her back her life with her father and her grandparents.
But without me. But what about my life?
Sometimes sacrifices have to be made.
It's tearing me apart.
I'm having to choose between my children. I mean, I can't stay here. I'd lose you, and God knows what we'd do about Nolly.
Kate, we'll find a way through this. I promise you.
I'm sorry for lying, Lucas. But I'm sorry for messing everything up. I'm really sorry. I didn't mean to.
You don't have to be sorry.
But I do. Everything I do falls apart. I'm such an idiot.
Hey, that's not true. Come on now. Come on, it's okay. Kate, I'm here for you. I'll always be here for you.
Oh, Lucas, what am I going to do? I just don't know what to do anymore.
The Archers was written by Peter Kerry. The agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Andy Jordan, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.